This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
Gracias.
Anoche me acosté pensando en ti.
Hi, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays here at WBAI 99.5 FM. Glad to be back with you on a regular schedule. Until the next time. Hey, how's your summer going, friends? I haven't been speaking to you for a while. We've been presenting some special programming. How is your summer going? We're two-thirds through. It's about two-thirds through. Month of August left, you know. Although I must say September and October are really my two favorite months when it comes to the warm season. But did you do what nature uses the summer for? Did you grow? In nature, spring is for rebirth, you know. Spring is when the stuff starts coming up. But summer is growth. If you look at the trees, you see them effulgent. You see them filled up with this wonderful, heavy green, as thick as it gets. Autumn is when you reap your harvest, you know, and winter is when you rest. But summer is our growth time. So how's been yours? And what should growth be? You know, what should it be? Should you grow your physical health, built a few muscles, a few extra reps, got a couple of new cuts in your body? Is that physical health? Went on a diet? Changed your shape? Take runs on the beach? Kind of beautiful to do, huh? You eat a lot of fruit. Fruit. Fruit always gets me. Summer fruit. Just seems like there's no fruit any other time of year. You know, I mean, I just can't. You give me a winter peach and I go, ugh. But summer, right now is peach time. Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have a donut peach? Beautiful thing. New in nature, not genetically altered, but kind of new, wonderful peaches. Corn, huh? Long Island corn. What a special thing we get here to get that. What do you call that? Two bicolored corn, as it should be. All good corn should be bicolored. And cantaloupe season coming around. Watermelon, how about this? Got a new recipe for you. White cheddar cheese, if you eat cheddar cheese. White cheddar with cold watermelon. Oof, a knockout, a knockout. Try it in a blender. No, I'm kidding. Try it. Growing, summer. Did you tend to your garden? Now, this is, you know, kind of a little Chauncey Gardner. Remember him? Chauncey Gardner was with Being There by Jerzy Kosinski. He's a guy who just spent his whole life tending his garden. Part of the time, and the rest of the time, he watched television. And then suddenly he was cast into the world, and his whole wisdom of the world was based on growing his garden or what he saw on TV. And people thought of him as a sage. They thought he was a sage because he kept coming up with these wonderful metaphors. Did you grow your garden? Now, that could mean your apartment. You know, if you have an apartment in New York, did you clean up your apartment? Did you set it up? Did you fix it? Did you fix your furniture? Did you shampoo your rugs? Or maybe you have a house. Did you tend to your house? Did you tend to your boat if you've got a little runabout somewhere? Did you tend to your garden? Did you tend to your living space, that which supplies you? Or did you practice your art in some form? You know, many people do that during the summer. It's really wonderful. Did you bring your cello up on the roof and practice? Huh? Did you try, how about dancing? I think dancing on roofs is just a wonderful thing, because rooftops are all kind of protected here in New York. If you can get up on the roof and it's late on a summer night and you could throw a little music somewhere and you dance under the stars, that's got to be, it's got to fill your soul in some way, don't you think? I'm sure every culture throughout history had a dancing under the stars ritual. Or did you take your summer, my friends, and did you relax? Did you say, boy, I'm done with work. I'm going to relax. I'm going to take it, you know? Vacation. The word vacation comes from the word vacate. Did you vacate your mind? There are teachers in the world who our society very wisely says to the teachers, all right, you don't have to work in the off period when there are no classes. So teachers get the longest vacations of just about anybody. They get the entire summer off, you know. You go out to Fire Island, right, and there they are, the teachers. I got the summer off. I could just hang out here. They buy a house share. They never leave, you know. This is what they do. Teachers, lucky teachers. Or did you travel? How about that? Now, traveling is kind of a really important thing. You know, it's another way of freshening your mind. But look at what this all does. This is all in the name of growth. Did you grow? How does traveling make you grow? Well, it's obvious. You expand your horizons. You learn a little thing. Most people like to travel to the same spot over and over again. You know, do you go to anything new? Do you see anything new? Did you travel to a new place physically? Or did you travel in your mind? How about your mind? Did you open it up to some new horizons? Or did you even travel in your own neighborhood to something new? Hey, you know, the Fulton Fish Market is no longer there on Fulton Street. Moved up to the Bronx. Have you seen what's been down there since? There it is, right around the corner from WBAI. I asked a number of people at WBAI, have they been there yet? No, they haven't. You know, who work down there. It's like four blocks away. And you can get up there, and this is like an amazing thing, because Fulton Fish Market has always been there. Since I've been a kid, there's been that smell. You know, that fish smell. It's gone. What a funny thing. It's like something plucked it out from the heavens. Like something came down and just plug away the fish market. Did you go down there? Did you go see what that's like? Did you change your mind? You know, there's a wonderful thing at the Boathouse Cafe in Central Park. If you go to the Boathouse Cafe, which is an overpriced eatery in Manhattan, but if you go in the front door, they have a map of Central Park that you could pick up. And there's a wonderful map of all the parts of Central Park. You can get that for free. And you could explore parts of Central Park that you didn't even know happened. Imagined. You know, a wonderful thing. So how did you change your mind? Summer, there's a good thing. Summer is a time to change your mind. Like if you lived in fear of 9/11 reprisals or reoccurrences or yellow alerts, come the summer, did you relax? Did you relax? Did your shoulders go down? Did you become less suspicious? Did you ease back a little bit? Or if you're the kind of person who always avoided people, maybe this summer you made some friends. Now remember, I say this summer, and I'm saying here we are in a growth period, and there's great opportunity, because when you have the sunshine protecting you, you are like in the cradle. You're cradled in the arms of God, whatever God is. That nice, warm feeling outside has people feeling a little kinder towards each other. It's your opportunity to make a change. Like if you're somebody who stays in the house, did you go out? You know, did you see what it's like to wander outside of your house? You change your mind, you give up some old habits. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. Glad to be back with you. Going to be taking some of your phone calls today because I want to hear from you. Tomorrow I've got some spectacular program planned with Roberta Atti, Roberta Atti and I are working on, believe it or not, the psychology of water. I mean, how could there be a psychology of water? Well, there ought to be a psychology of water. Let me tell you, we have learned so much about it. And in fact, Roberta Atti herself will have a program at 11 o'clock, 11 in the morning tomorrow. You can listen to Creative Health Solutions right here on WBAI and hear Roberta Atti talk about water. Just minor fact for you. Do you know that elephants can smell water for 5 miles away? Elephants. And do you know a dog, if you take a bathtub full of water and the dog is very thirsty, if you put a teaspoon of salt in it, the dog will not touch the water. How's that for genetic engineering, right? Something that says inside of you, don't drink salt water, drink fresh water. But you could smell it. You don't even touch it. And that there's a lake in Russia that holds one-fifth of the total water supply of the earth. Drinkable water. One-fifth of it. Just so many things. Anyway, we're not going to come up with statistics. We're going to talk about the psychology of water, and Roberta's going to talk about the physiology of water in your body. You will not believe it. It does not tell you go out and drink more. In fact, you know you could commit suicide. One of the ways to commit suicide is to drink 20 liters? If you drink 20 liters of water in a short period of time, it'll actually stop your heart. So they tell you, you know, if you're running, drink slow. They tell you if you're dehydrated, drink slow. It's dangerous. Dangerous stuff, water. A weapon. You know, what's he packing? He's carrying 20 liters of water. Must have something bad in mind. Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're trying to figure out different ways of you looking at things. You know, I remember one time, talk about travel. Have you ever been to Niagara Falls or the Grand Canyon and things like that? Bryce Canyon, Grand Canyon. Boy, you want to change your mind. You pop into one of these places and it just changes your mind. Talk about changing my mind. I remember when I was younger, I was carrying cameras and I was a real photography bug. I was a photographer. And I had Nikon cameras slung on each shoulder, and I was on top of Grand Canyon. I remember it well, with a group of friends, and an eagle came swooping down directly overhead, huge thing, maybe 15 feet away at the most, maybe 10, comes right towards us. Protected species, wasn't afraid. So my friends see the eagle coming, and I see it, and I reach around, and I pick up my camera on my right-hand hip, and it had the wrong lens. It only had an 80-millimeter lens. I wanted a 135. I switched to my bag. I grabbed my 135-millimeter lens. I took off my 80-millimeter lens, put on my 135, saw that I had the right film in it, set the camera, lifted it up, put on a polarizing filter because I wanted to make sure I got it just perfect without any glare. The eagle comes swooping down, and I take the picture of the eagle, and the eagle passes away, and it was the most amazing moment. And I turn around, and all my friends are laid out on the floor as if they had just seen God. They had just had one of the great moments of their lives, and I got a photograph. So from then on, I left my cameras home. I just said, wait a minute. I don't want to be somebody who photographs life. I think I'll live it. So talk about Niagara Falls. Big thing. They changed it a lot. It's a thing you could do. You know, it's kind of an amazing thing. I hear it's really wonderful, cleaned up. So things you could do to expand your mind is to get a sense of how big this planet is. You know? The guy over at Virgin Airways is selling tickets for people to go in space. Wouldn't that be nice, up to near orbit, take a trip? Should be a lottery. It really should be a lottery. All right, so what did you do over the summer? Did you loosen up a little? If you're a control kind of person, did you let go a little? Let's hear the kind of person who controls everything. You know, you got to have this done your way, that done your way. No, don't do this, don't do that. Do you let go and finally trust that somebody might do something nearly as good as you? How about this? Over the summer, if you always serve other people, if you're the kind of person who is always taking care of people, did you let someone take care of you? Let somebody buy you a gift? Let somebody get you what you need? Let someone give to you for once? Amazing. There are places in the world that you could go, especially if you get invited as a guest to somebody's summer place. They don't want you to do anything. Some people invite you as a guest and they expect you to clean up the house and to do things and contribute things to the house and buy groceries for the house. Other people invite you over and say, bring nothing, bring your bathing suit, we'll take care of you. And they take care of you. Well, for many of you, that could be a living hell. Because if you are just being given to and asked for nothing in return, you just don't know how to handle it. So you start cleaning up. You know what I mean? I saw a woman in a house cleaning an ashtray. It was just a kind of decorative ashtray. It's been there because nobody smokes. But she just had nothing to do, so she picked up a tissue and started cleaning an ashtray. Kind of an interesting thing. Hey, maybe the way you changed this summer is you made yourself look better. Did you get new clothing, you know, a new hairstyle? Did you shape yourself a little different? You know, what people do to themselves to make themselves look different. Maybe appearance is very important to you. And you learned how to, you know, appear differently. And you made yourself look different. Look. Did you do that if that's important to you? You know, Japan. I got to go there. Booker Irvin is in Japan, in Tokyo. And I've got to go visit him because I keep hearing things. I've got to understand this. I was speaking to a woman physician the other day, and she told me that she has performed surgeries in Japan to make people taller. She said, and what she does is they implant bone into the leg bone. They break it. First they break your legs. And then they put in some material. And then they leave you in the hospital till it grows bigger. And people can add 4 to 6 inches in height. Isn't that what they say? Height. Height. Well, that's very interesting. If it's important for you to be taller, now it's not elevator shoes. It's break your bones and add some stuff inside and you grow. In a few months. It takes about 6 months of laying there. And then after you get a certain number of inches, if you want to get bigger, boom, break your bones again, give you more inches. So people who are concerned about image, you know, maybe you get better jobs. Maybe I'll bet the pay scale for people who are taller in Japan is higher among the ones who are taller than the ones who are less tall, probably. They make their penises larger. Very big in Japan. I don't know how they do it. I don't think they break it and put in stuff. But I know their penis enlargement surgery is a big deal in Japan. And I know they have a lot of concern with removing hair. Hair is something you don't want to have a lot of. And they do a lot of permanent hair removal. You know, so it's kind of interesting. See, you think about the image and what it makes you look, but then you say, you know, oh my God, how could you break your bones and lay around for 6 months? Well, you know, they might look at you and they say, how could you sit in a gym for 4 hours every night lifting weights just to shape your shoulders? Why don't you just break your bones and shape your shoulders, you know? Why don't you go to a plastic surgeon or something and put in new shoulders? And, of course, there is all this plastic surgery that people do. What did you do over the summer? Did you change your appearance at all? Maybe you began to smile. There's one of the big changes you could make. I'll make you a bet there's surgery for that. I know people who are afraid to smile because they don't like the wrinkles. I've heard people say that. They actually say they don't want the wrinkles or their teeth to show so they don't smile. Isn't that something? So, you know, maybe you have to go to smile surgery. was smile school. Actually, dentists call it that. Improve your smile. Armando, well, we're going to take your calls about this. Did you become, if you didn't fix your body very much, maybe you became kinder to your own imperfections. You know, maybe you looked at yourself in the mirror and you said, all right, I'm fat. Good enough. I'm going to learn to love myself this way and somebody else is going to love me this way. All right, I'm skinny. Good enough. All right, I'm tall enough. You know, maybe you accepted yourself, changing your mind. Good thing for the summer. Or maybe if you're a frightened kind of person, you know, did you figure things out? You know, if you're the kind of person who's always figuring things out, analyzing everything, you're probably a person who lives with a lot of fear. Because it's the people with the most amount of fear that are always trying to figure things out, and their mind is working so actively that they don't know what they feel at all. Maybe if you're lucky, you figured out that figuring it out isn't going to work. And then what you got was you relaxed your figuring it out, and you found that you were less frightened. Nice change. Nice change. I know a lot of people who go through that change. Or maybe you're somebody who's just compulsively, you know, got to have everything that's available. If there's a mate around, you got to have it. If you're a male and you're searching after females, or male searching after males, you got to have them all. You're afraid you're going to miss something. So you get one after another. Same with food, same with alcohol, same with drugs. You got to try everything, have everything. You just are one of those people who have gluttony as a primary characteristic. Maybe you learned to slow it down. Maybe you grew and you said to yourself, all right, a little less. Maybe one person. Maybe two. You know, let's not get grandiose. Or maybe you're somebody who spent your entire life helping people make peace. You're so afraid of anger. You couldn't let anybody be angry with you. You couldn't get angry at other people. The only way you ever got angry was to tell tales on people, gossip about people. That's the way you did it. But you made sure nobody got angry. And you were just like, you were always putting out the anger fire. Maybe you learned that anger is not destructive. That anger is just an emotion. And you sit back and you let people get angry. You know, the wisest bosses I know let people vent their spleen. You never heard that expression? That's what it's called, venting your spleen. The spleen used to be thought of as the seat of all anger. See? Venting your spleen meant letting your anger out. So you, my friends, who are listening to Here on the Positive Mind, we're going to take your calls at 212-209-2900. How did you get wiser this summer? Did you grow any wisdom? We all do. That's what nature means you to do. It means you to get smarter, get better at something. In fact, let's talk about romance for a minute. Did you do something to enhance your relationship with another human? Whether that be your brother, your sister, your coworker, right? Your uncle, your aunt, your mother, your father, your husband, your wife. Did you pick one person? And you can still do it now because you got all of August to do this. After September, you forget it. You know, you go back to school. So did you pick someone and say, I'm going to make it better. I am going to make this better between me and this other person. I'm going to do it. Even if they blame me for everything, I'm going to drop all the blame. I'm going to let it go. And I am going to grow. I'm going to say to myself, whatever it was a mistake. I'm going to drop it right now. You exhale. You let go of your resentment, your anger. And you realize that the other person you're having such a bad situation with is really just another child. And that you're both kids. And you're both taking a silly position. And you're going to fix it. And you fix it with a smile. You fix it with a peace sign. You know, I wish people who have really had a bad thing going with each other could every now and then hold up two fingers like the old peace sign. You know, you look at somebody who you're really mad at your job, and they're mad at you, right? And they pass you in the hallways, and you avoid their desk or something, and they're, you've got those little cubby holes at work, and you don't look in their cubby, and they don't look in your cubby. Stay away from my cubby. And just you decide one day, wouldn't it be wonderful if you looked at each other and you waved you held up the peace sign, and it meant it's all over? Be so nice if you could do that with your family. You could do that with your family this summer, especially because if you've got a brother or sister that you're having troubles with, summer activity was your best time with your brothers or sisters, wasn't it? Remember taking bike rides? You could do something with your brother or sister over the summer that will reunite the childhood in the two of you. You could bring it back. You could bring back a whole new level of growth. You could do away with all the negative stuff. Don't talk about Mom. Two of you rent some bikes or get some bikes and go take a ride in the old neighborhood. It's amazing, amazingly healing. You grow when you grow your family part, you know? With your lover, if you have a lover, with your friend, did you speak like you never spoke before? Did you learn to talk without blaming somebody? Did you learn to talk from your heart? And do you practice talking from your heart? And remember, the idea here is never blame anybody. Never blame. Just say what you feel. Say that I feel when this happens. I felt. That's talking like you've never talked before. Or, you know, there's a wonderful book called Nonviolent Communication. And you will consider that. You could call my office. They'll tell you where it is or how to get it. Did you listen and hear like never before? There's a wonderful course taught by Nick Stern, who's here, called Focusing and Listening. Listening as if you never heard before. He's a master at it. Did you learn how to touch your mate in a different kind of way? Did you learn exactly what it is that they like the most? And did you learn to touch them for what they like as opposed to what you like? Like never before. And then in your relationship, I like this phrase, I made it up today, did you unionize or did you segregate? Now, sometimes it is very important to get together for the first time. You take your partner, the person you love, and you say, let's do this together, and you do a together thing. You know, whatever the together thing is, you do it together. But sometimes you get so used to doing things together that you need to segregate. You need to separate, and you need to do things apart. One of the nicest things in the world is two people getting on a train. It was an experiment that some psychologist did. It was really terrific. He gave people two tokens when they used tokens, and he said, get on the train and take the train in the opposite directions and go as far as you could go. Sit on the train, observe everybody that comes on. Then take the train back, and you'll both meet back on this spot. So it started somewhere in Grand Central Station. One person took a train north, one person took a train south, and then they were going to meet back there at a certain time. So they took the train the whole distance, and they got back out, and they met and discussed everything you saw. It was so rich with conversation. It was such a wonderful thing. So, did you take your kids out of the bedroom? Such an interesting idea, friends, for a relationship. Did you make up? Did you break up? Did you take care of yourself in a different way? Did you have a summer romance that starts on Memorial Day and ends on Labor Day and you don't know it's going to end, but it's only 1 month to go and you're kind of sneaky kind of feeling? Well, all of those things happen during the summer, and I want to hear from you and how you spent your summer. And this is Armand DeMille with you at the Positive Mind. Our telephone number here is 212 1-800-209-2900 when I get back after our break and a little music for you as well, my friends. We're going to be taking your calls. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio. Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
Just picture this on a rooftop somewhere in Manhattan, you know, people wearing dangling clothing that make sounds and a bibelishing, not a bibelish, but I think that's what she says, a bibelish, a bibelish or something like that. Since Natasha Atlas, Kida, Natasha Atlas from a fabulous album called Arabesque. Now, every time I mention this, I get calls from everyone, and they say, which Arabesque is it? It's Arabesque, and it's a Oh, it's an import, and there are many, many different songs by many different people on it. Arabesque. And this is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. It's got some Cheb Mami on it that's really, really fabulous. 212-209-2900. We're going to take your call. I want to thank all of you who have supported us. During the fund drive, we did two programs, and they were both knockouts. Thanks to Roberta Atti for one, and thanks to whatever his name was, who helped us with the Peter Kramer, who helped us with the psychiatry book on depression. Terrific. Terrific response from all of you. Jesus, do you like us? And it's nice. It feels good. It feels good that you're doing the work that we're doing. We're talking about the summer and how you may have metamorphosed. Yes, that's a word. To metamorphose. Right? Did you metamorphose? 212-209-2900. Did you change? Let's hear from you, please. Even though you may think it's a chance to call up and talk about something else, let's kind of stick with the subject. Let's kind of stick with the subject of you and your summer and how you've spent it and how you intend to spend it maybe for the rest next few days. And let me help guide you. And I may take you on a trip through your childhood. Just to warn you, when you call up, we may be talking lightly for a moment or two. But I, as I am prone to do, may lead you somewhere inside your heart. Hi, this is Armand DeMille. You're on WBAI.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My name is Candace.
Hello, Candace. Welcome to WBAI.
Thank you. I'm a member for a while now and love the station and love your show. I don't always get to listen to you because I am usually in work.
Do you know about our streaming?
Yes, and I try to get it in when I can.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, just to let people know that if they go to the website, thepositivemind.com, not the recent programs, but there are some, the programs we picked out are the ones that we found the most special that we've done. We've put them up there so you could press a button and you could actually listen anytime, day or night, anywhere in the world. And if you want to, you could email one of the programs to a friend or a relative.
Even better.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so Candace, yes, how's your summer going?
Well, it's going very well. I'm listening to you today because I am on vacation. And the reason I called was because I don't ever call, but for any of the shows, although I listen adamantly, you hit the mark on the head for me because I started my vacation about a week ago. I didn't have plans. And whenever I said to somebody, oh, well, you know, next week I start my vacation, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? Nowhere. I am not going anywhere because right now I needed to do some things that I have been waiting to do, things that were important to me but I didn't do and now they were haunting me, things that just needed to be sorted out, organized, and just so many little things, little letters I wanted to get off, little sentiments I wanted to make sure people knew about, places I wanted to visit right here in New York, you know, and so really, you know, it's been a very beautiful, growing experience. And
isn't that
so
a wonderful thing? Taking care taking care of things and yourself. You're tending your garden. That's what it's called.
There you go. That's the best
it's
way to
put it. Exactly what you're doing. You're tending your garden. You're going over to the asparagus and you're sorting them out and you're cleaning them up and you're putting them in a plate and you're getting that ready. And then you're going and you're picking your corn in any way that you do it. You know, everything that you do for yourself is tending your garden. It's a wonderful thing, Candace.
Exactly.
Wonderful. You know, the best day
in
New York probably is going to be the weekend right before Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
That's the weekend when everybody goes away. And Manhattan is like a ghost town. And it's such a remarkable thing. With the exception of the tourists, the city becomes a playland. If you feel like, it's like going into a place where there's nobody shopping, there's nobody to go to the stores, there's nobody in the movies, you know?
I almost always do that on the holiday when everyone is preparing and running and getting ready. They always, you know, what are you doing for the holiday weekend? Well, most likely I'll be in the city because I enjoy it so much at that time, you know, like a July 4th weekend or...
Is there any place out of the city that you like to go to, Candace?
Oh, the mountains, upstate New York.
Whereabouts do you like to go?
Well, I have some friends who live up there, so a lot of times I'll go, right, there's a friend that lives right outside New Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to live up there years ago. I had, my son's 31 years old, but he was born up there. and at home, actually. And so it's where my spirit, I feel my, when I get up there, I'm at home. That's where my spirit lives. And so I try to get there as often as possible.
Yeah, Rupert's is real special. You know, I think there's some sacred area up there. I've been up there. I've done some workshops up there. There's a Regina Sinclair, who's a therapist up there, very fabulous, has been up there. And there's some mountains up there. I think there was an Aesop's Mountain that I remember so well.
Mm-hmm.
Real special. Xawanka, I think, is that?
Yeah, and, you know, it is almost, to me, you know, it's just one of the most beautiful places to be, and it's right here, you know.
So are you doing any of that? I mean, you got that included in your...
You know, it's funny. I thought about it, and I contemplated it, and the vacation's not over yet, and there's still time. I just haven't quite... I haven't quite got done what I need to get done so that I could move on to thinking, oh, I have a couple of days now where I can just go do that.
You know, sometimes for me it's the ocean. You know, it's the.
I love the ocean too.
It's the salt air.
I've been going to the beach.
It's the salt air. You know, it's more than just beach. It's like I forget how important it is to breathe outside of the city. Sometimes, sometimes you've got to give yourself, a period of just lung change. You know, and you just got to, it's like change, like a transfusion, you know, it's like changing your blood.
Yes. I actually did that yesterday. Yesterday was one of the most glorious days. And I just sat on the beach and took in the peacefulness. And so that was a little break from the to-do stuff, you know, but it was just what I needed. And I did it yesterday and it's still with me.
Candace, you're tending your garden. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being there. Nicely that you called in.
Well, the same to you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
212-209-2900. One of the ways of taking care of yourself is to take care of your garden. Hi, you're on the air. This is Armand DeMille. 212-209-2900 is our number here. And we're taking calls about you and the changes that have kind of taken place with you over your summer. You know, one of the changes that you might go through and you might tend to go through is to instead of getting in relationships, to not be in a relationship. Another major change, a way to spend a summer day, spend one day in complete silence. Oh, it's amazing. Outside, not inside. Go outside in the world and don't say a word. Even write it down if you have to. What a discipline this is. What an experience it is. You carry a pad, you write little notes, can't speak. You tell people what you want. You know, just an amazing thing. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, summer is my favorite time, aside from spring. And I usually do wonderful things in it, but I feel as though I'm just going the opposite way anymore. It's like I'm looking for an apartment, and I really have to get one. And I'm right up against the wire right now. And every time I look at something, and occasionally, very rarely, I find a place that would be nice to live in, I always freeze inside. I just get really panicky. And I just can't seem to stop it.
Could you turn down your radio? I hear a radio in the
back. Oh, yeah, okay, here you go. It happens every time. It doesn't even matter if I'm about to be in the street. It still happens. And I want to be going swimming and all the wonderful things that I do, but I just can't seem to do it because I have this thing, this sword over my head, and I don't know. It's stupid, too, because intellectually I understand a lot of it, but it happens every time. I feel as though my heart stops beating.
Let me ask you a question. What's your name, by the way?
Lois.
Lois, were you like this when you were a kid and you had to study for exams, too? Are you a crammer?
Crammer?
Last minute, you know, you study at the last minute and you cram your exam. It's called cramming, you know, where you study and you wait up until the last minute and then you're going to study for the test. Were you like that in school?
Not in college.
In high school?
Actually, probably in high school. I didn't study.
You didn't study at all. So how'd you get through the tests?
Either I knew it, I just knew it, or I was very busy in high school. If I didn't care about it, I just let it go.
What were you busy doing in high school? It sounded like you were having a lot of fun.
No, not really. Not really. I wasn't popular at all, but I was in the art, in the high school yearbook and all that. I did all the artwork.
And so you did a lot of artwork. But, you know, when you talked about it with a kind of a delight about high school. You kind of sailed through. Life seemed to be a little less pressure for you at that time. Is that true? Or has life always been difficult?
Well, it wasn't pressure like this. I mean, I never had to worry about, you know, paying rent or buying food and all that.
There's a program that Roberta Ati and I did called The Toxic Mind, T-O-X-I-C. I don't know if you heard it, but it talked about a kind of a chemical buildup in the mind that happens from some way that the body feeds itself. And what happens is we build up a pressure in our mind, and then we release the pressure, and then we build up the pressure. And when we build up enough pressure, finally, we search for that final release. And that's when we don't need it anymore. It sounds to me that what you're doing is you're priming the pump. You're getting ready. You're building up the pressure on the apartment, and then you're not doing it. And then you're building it up, and you're not doing it, and you're building it up. It's like you're taking two strikes before you hit the ball. You know, and it sounds to me like you're building it up. But, you know, it's kind of a funny thing. The thing that happens at the very last minute is you do exactly what you need to do. Now, and I know how frustrating it must be because the entire summer, Lois, is being eaten up by you going through this battle of building up the pressure and then feeling bad. So I understand. As long as you've got to go through it, you'll go through it until you make that decision. But wouldn't it be nice if you could go swimming instead?
I think myself, though, is I've forced myself into taking a place that's small and dirty and grungy. And then, of course, I'll go swimming or whatever I have to do. But, I've let some beautiful places go, and it's very hard because I don't have much money to work with. And it's almost as if I'm, I keep looking and looking further. It's like these players, you know, they keep looking and looking for a better mate.
Sure, and maybe it's not an apartment you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for Lois. You know, maybe you're looking to find yourself someplace. You know, and one of the advantages of taking a grungy place, which a lot of people do, they get stuck with a grungy place, is it forces them to get out in the world.
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
It forces them to get out in the world. They don't use a home as a cave, as a retreat. So I wish you a lot of luck with it. I hear you're greatly stressed.
What could I do, though? Seriously, what could I do to stop this?
Meditate. In your case, the most cost-efficient way you could do it, because I would say psychotherapy, but that takes too long. I would say meditate. I would say find a meditation group somewhere and find a way to calm your mind.
For a long time, I just wanted to get out of New York because, you know, I knew people in preparedness groups, you know, and that were, like, hooked into a lot of government information that doesn't get out. And
sure, and you were scared.
Oh, my. Well, I still, but, you know, it's like I mean, ultimately, you know, there's no place to go.
Ultimately, there's no place to hide, especially if you're trying to hide from yourself. I understand. Lois, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye. You know, there's a guy, a young, very smart guy named Dan said to me yesterday, if you don't believe in anything, you fall for everything. Such a good phrase. If you don't believe in anything, you fall for everything. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille with you on the summer show. We're doing a little getting back together with you WBAI listeners. I've missed you all. Haven't been able to talk to many of you. But now we're back. We've got a few months to be here, or at least a few weeks to be here. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Ralph.
Hello, Ralph.
Well, I just wanted to tell you something that happened to me. It wasn't something that I'm doing this summer. It's something that happened as a result of my job and sort of plays into a show that you had a while back about how smells and sight trigger memory.
Oh, sure.
I got an opportunity because of my job to go back into my old elementary school, and it was the most unbelievable thing. The number of triggers and the number of how often they happen, just turning a corner and remembering something that happened and seeing a classroom door and remembering something that happened there, it was almost overwhelming.
It's almost frightening. Now, when you say it was overwhelming, you went into your elementary school.
Right.
Where was this, by the way?
In Valley Stream, New York.
Okay, so you go into your elementary school, and can you actually see a desk where you sat?
Oh, one after the other. I mean, I don't recall actually seeing, like, so much a desk that I sat, but, like, walking past the lunchroom. And the number of memories that would hit from doing that or walking by the gym and remembering, like, you know, a confrontation I might have had with a kid or something that had occurred with a teacher or, you know, walking down a hallway and remembering things that happened in that hallway. It wasn't like, you know, when you smell something and, like, one memory will come rushing back. This was, like, hundreds of them almost,
wow.
Like one right after the other. It was unreal.
It's amazing, isn't it, Ralph? And
a
lot of them do happen with smell. What kind of desks did they have in that elementary school?
Those little wooden ones with the compartment underneath to stow your books, you know?
Oh, yeah, so you had that. And what kind of chairs? Were the chairs attached or were they
separate?
Yeah,
wooden ones, integral with the desk.
With the desk. It was like a unit.
Yeah.
You know, I know a person who teaches in elementary school, and she says every now and then she sees an adult sitting in one of those chairs, you know, in an empty classroom, and they don't even ask why. They know it's an adult who's come back to feel what it's like
to be at that desk. Right.
The amazing thing is I know you're a lot younger than I am, probably, but when I was a kid, we were being trained for atomic warfare. And the way they trained us is they had us hide under those desks.
I got to tell you something quick. One of the funniest things, when I was in kindergarten, and this came back as a result of passing by my kindergarten class, I'd forgotten about this. We were all sitting in kindergarten class, and I guess they were doing the same sort of thing. The teacher looked around, and she yelled out, duck, like everybody was supposed to go under the desk, because I guess it was the same thing. And everybody stood there looking at each other. Nobody moved. And I looked at the kid next to me, and I said, I think that means cupcakes, because I was thinking of the Drake's cupcakes with a duck on it when she said that. And I said, I looked at him, I said, I think that means we're getting cupcakes. And nobody moved. Nobody went under any desks. Oh, it was the funniest thing.
Getting the idea. Ralph, thank you very much for calling and letting us know.
Oh, you're welcome, Oman.
It's nice. Nice to have you here. Glad you could make use of some of your knowledge. I'm sure you said to yourself, Armand DeMille would probably really get a sense of this just from me telling him about the smell of it, the smell of the school. Hey, let's take one more call, 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Armand.
Yes.
Greetings. This is Ian. We've actually met once in the past.
Hello, Ian.
Greetings. Yeah, so I have had a somewhat unusual summer this year because I've been vowing for a number of years to get out of town during the summer because it gets so hot and sticky and I don't like it. And this time I went down to Argentina for about 4 weeks and really enjoyed myself.
First time?
No, actually, it's the fifth time, and I have a little apartment down there.
What a remarkable, nice thing you do for yourself.
Thank you.
And you spent 5 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
4 weeks, yes.
What did you learn about yourself, Ian, from this time that you took down there? What did you learn? What did you see? What did you feel that was different? How was this summer different than all previous summers for you?
Well, I realized that I have a desire for adventure, but that I feel afraid of it as well. And I like to strike out in the world and do my own thing, but I struggle with the loneliness that causes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of both sides of it, really.
So you were able to feel that split.
Yeah.
I want to be there, but I'm afraid. I want to be alone, but I don't like being lonely.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's an amazing, that is a growing place because it's so conscious, you know what I mean? Most people are just unconscious of that kind of conflict that they go through, and they stay the same. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, Ian. I know exactly who you are. I do, I remember well. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Sure, bye-bye. Bye. Hey, this is Armand DeMille with you. It's A Positive Mind. We're going to have to be going. I do want to remind you, tomorrow, 1 p.m. here at WBAI, The Water Show, The Psychology of Water. But 11 a.m., Roberta Mariotti has her own program, Creative Health Solutions at WBAI. She'll be back with me by 1 p.m. If you want to get a copy of today's program, you call 212-757-4488. That's 212-757-4488. Our website is thepositivemind.com.
And she sees and she knows. You are tuned to listener-supported, commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York. 92 degrees at 155. Coming up at 2 p.m. will be the Tuesday Arts Magazine. Would you get that for me, please, somebody? Thank you very much. Coming up tomorrow at 2 p.m. will be Light Show. Evan Ginsberg hosting. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lloyd Price to appear on Light Show on 99.5 FM on the 3rd, 2 to 3 p.m. What was that? Okay, thank you very much. With Stagger Lee, Laudie, Miss Claudie, Personality, and innumerable other hits, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lloyd Price remains one of the giants of R&B, still actively performing. He is currently on the road with the Four Kings of Rhythm and Blues review. Price, Ben E. King, Jerry Butler, Gene Chandler. Wow. And on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, the 3rd, he makes a rare radio appearance on 99.5 WBAI FM Light Show for an extensive in-studio interview. So stay tuned for Light Show. Coming up next, the Tuesday Arts Magazine. Stay tuned.
Over there in Iraq, they have no idea what they're being exposed to.
On the 60th anniversary of the U.S. bombing of Hiroshima, the WBAI local station board invites you to a new documentary about U.S. radioactive weapons in Iraq, Poison Dust. Today, more than a third of all veterans from the first Gulf War are disabled. Thousands more in this war are sick. This special screening of Poison Dust is a fundraiser for WBAI at Riverside Church Theater, Sunday, August 7th. Two showings at 3:30 and 6:30. Meet with filmmaker Sue Harris, Daily News journalist and Democracy Now! Host Juan Gonzalez, and with veterans disabled by uranium poisoning. Sunday, August 7th, a special benefit screening for WBAI of Poison Dust at Riverside Church Theater, 122nd Street, and Riverside. For more information, call WBAI 212-209-2800. That's 212-209-2800. See you August 7th. Good afternoon and welcome to the Arts Magazine. This is Prairie Miller, and on the show today, in the Arts Magazine screening room, Terrence Howard talks about his breakout starring role in the phenomenal Hustle and Flow. A look at a new 60th anniversary DVD, Hellfire.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.